when you are trying to get other patients to get involved, your advocacy role, how do you convince patients to want to be peer advisors?
You know what it is? You ask them. Nobody asks them. And if we ask them, they're like, I would really like that.
Is it better if a patient asks them, or is it better if a physician asks them, or is it some combination?
It's a combination. It's where the physician can help identify a patient who they think might be a good peer, right? Or might, you know, some of the best peers are the ones who are the least compliant, quite honestly, because they're non-compliant for a reason. So if they get matched up with a peer program, then that person's going to start to learn how to be a peer. But yeah, so it's a combination. So what you would do is we get referrals. There's a couple patients we think would be good, and or maybe a standard of practice within a clinic is that the paperwork that they get handed, one of the things they get is on peer support and saying, you know, we have this program, you know, so they can start off as receiving being a peer, but then they also have the option of becoming a peer. But so let's just say we have someone who's identified. We just ask and say, would you be interested in doing this? And they say, yeah, tell me a little bit more about it. So then you share what it's like to be able to help somebody else. You know, you talk about the isolation and loneliness, the tools and techniques that you've learned how to manage. What are some of the gifts that you bring, you know, to this knowledge that you've had in the experience of being a diabetic? How could you help somebody else? And what do you think the challenges are? And you start with those questions. And the main thing, you know, is to ask and then to train, right? To teach them and have them understand what their expectations are. Because that's really important. And one thing I just want to say, what cannot happen if you're a physician and you're interested in changing something in your world and you want to engage a patient is you cannot just take your patient that you know is a really good patient, there's someone in your clinic, you get along really well with them, you think they would be really great patient engagement, and then you ask them to come along and do something with you. Without setting expectation, without training them on how to be patient engaged, without teaching them about the language. I mean, it's really a process and a procedure that, as an organization, you need to actually create a way in which to educate these patients to be a part of a more systematic way of being a public, as we mentioned earlier, engaged patient.